This time of year finds people dressing up Whiskers or Fido in tiny sweaters or stuffing their stockings with rubber bones and catnip mice. But Pam Tauscher, Communications Director for the Dane County Humane Society, says that's probably as far as a pet owner should take it. She says when families sit down for the big holiday meal, it's a natural temptation to load up a plate for the house pet.
We're thinking that's a bad idea. The mashed potatoes, dairy products, all of the rich food that disagree with an animal's digestive system. If you are interested in giving your animal some sort of special treat, give them a small piece of plain meat so that they can feel that they're sampling the meal.
Tauscher adds that it's also good to keep holiday greenery like ivy, holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias away from pets, since they can be toxic if eaten. Other potentially harmful objects include ribbons, strings, and metal fasteners or hooks that may come from presents or the Christmas tree. Tauscher says you can let animals romp around in torn gift wrap or open boxes, since pets like to play too. But she says it's also good to keep a private space for your cat or dog, since the holidays often mean parties and other large social gatherings.
And sometimes your animals can be agitated by that. They feel nervous. They don't know exactly what's going on. So we recommend a quiet space for them where they're comfortable and they can have some quiet time to be away from the hustle and bustle.
Tauscher says following these guidelines can help keep the season fun and safe for everyone. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.